you've got way more experience than most evaluators. So give us the benefit of your wisdom on it.
A story that's been reported on, you know, many years ago was, you know, the deinstitutionalization of the state hospitals. And the fact is that, you know, the idea was for them to get out of that extremely restrictive system and into less restrictive kinds of mental health settings. And they got the people out of the state hospitals, but, you know, the resources for them on a less restrictive, more community-based level just haven't been. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, the population of, you know, severe mental health problems in the jails, you know, has increased is, you know, still kind of the ramifications of that deinstitutionalization that happened, you know, over the last several decades. And, you know, how else, you know, does our society, is it willing to, you know, pay for the resources to take care of these individuals?